Welcome to the Masterclass of One with Zig Ziglar Master Coach David Creel. It's called the Masterclass of One because it's about the person David is speaking to, but you can listen and act like David is asking you the questions. Then go and apply them and change your life. If you want to create impact in the lives of others, increase your personal income, and be a more productive and efficient human being, you're in the right place. We're glad you're here.
Hello again. David Creel, Ziglar Master Coach, Speaker, Trainer, Author, obviously podcast host, and I'm talking with my friends today from the great state of Tennessee, Raul and Tony. How are y'all today?
I'm good, man. How are you doing?
Doing well.
I am blessed and highly favored.
Thanks for having us.
Appreciate you scheduling us again from after last week.
Yeah.
We had some storms come through and stuff.
We were supposed to do it today. It's no problem. With that being said, I know your time's valuable. I know my time's valuable. So let's go ahead and jump right in if that's all right.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So what would make this an amazing conversation for you?
I'd like to figure out why I can't balance work life and personal life. Like in my work life, I got everything in a row, and my personal life is complete chaos.
Define complete chaos.
Well, when I say complete chaos, I'm talking about it's just kind of random all over the place instead of structured. And at my work, I know what I need to do, right, to be the best. And then when it's just me for myself, after I park my work car, I don't know how to delegate my time, I guess, to better myself.
To better yourself or to better your relationship with your family?
My relationship with my family is great.
This is your personal time.
Yeah, this is my personal time. Yeah, it's mainly for me, how I can grow and stuff like that.
What does it look like now? I'm home. What happens?
Oh, I usually just veg out. I made a deal with my friends on Sunday that I was going to start working out again, and I didn't hold that promise to myself or my friends.
Oh, and is that a pattern where you don't keep your word?
It tends to be, yeah.
Do you struggle with self-confidence?
Yes.
Okay, so I've been told Ed Milet, who you may have heard of, he says the secret to self-confidence is keeping the promises you make to yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't know why I don't. I was gonna start on Monday. But then I'll start on Tuesday, and now I'm saying start on tomorrow. It's why can't I just start and just stay at the starting, and continue with whatever I decide to do?
Okay. So are we specifically talking about you would like to develop more of a physical workout routine?
Yeah, that, and also become a better friend.
Mm-hmm.
My friends.
Yeah.
Because, I only have two real friends now, three real friends. When I was younger, I had I couldn't count them all, right? Mm-hmm. But as I got older and older, it just became less and less. I'd rather keep my circle smaller than have a bunch of people that really didn't give a shit about me in my life.
Yeah. Okay. So do you want more friends or do you want to grow the relationship with your current friends?
I just want to grow the current relationship with my friends.
Okay. So how would you like to do that?
I like to start by probably keeping what I tell them I'm going to do.
Perfect.
It's not like I'm trying to be intentional when I don't do it. It's just, I always come up with a silly reason or something, excuse me. So I don't keep it.
Okay, so is it an issue of you say yes too quickly, or you don't value their time and your own time?
I think it's, I don't, sometimes I might say yes too quickly, but also I believe I don't value my own time. I definitely value their time when they, you know, when we do stuff together and stuff like that, for sure.
Okay, but you just told me that you told them that you were going to go to the gym on Monday, and it's now Wednesday night, and you're not going to the gym tonight, I assume. So they weren't meeting you there or what?
No. Like they all work out individually. So like Tony will work out individually before he starts work or whatever. Like, and now that I start work later, I don't even have a reason really not to go to work. I mean, to the gym in the morning time.
Okay. When would you like to go to the gym?
I would like to go in the morning. I need to, I think if I get it done, it's, you know, it's done for the day then. Okay. I don't have to, oh man, I would still have to go to the gym. I have to just work in 10 hours, you know, whatever it is.
Sure. Okay. So when does your day job start?
So sometimes I have to be there like 7:45, 8 o'clock. Sometimes it's like 8:30. It just fluctuates.
But not before 7:45.
Exactly. Pretty much. Yeah.
Okay. So when are you going to go to the gym?
I'm going to start again tomorrow, 100%. And I know I've said this 100 times, but it's true. Like, there's no reason I don't. I'm just being lazy and not doing it.
Okay, so, but tomorrow's got 24 hours in the day. So, like, when are you actually going to the gym?
Oh, tomorrow morning.
What time is that?
Oh, sorry, my bad. Let's say, I'm going to say 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. Okay, so this is what's worked for me. Okay. And you can take it or leave. This is what worked for me. It might be beneficial for you. What if I told you, let me ask a different question. How many days would you like to work out a week?
At least 5.
From maybe, 0 to 5.
Yeah. At least 5. Yeah.
Okay. And what are you going to be doing? You'll be doing yoga. You can be in strength floor. You can be in CrossFit. What are you going to do?
I'm going to split my hour up, or, you know, sometimes a little longer than an hour, probably into lifting and then like 30 minutes walking on the treadmill. You know, sometimes lifting might take 45 minutes instead of just 30 or whatever it is. I've been down this road like a lot of times since Tony and I've been friends, and it's like, here we go again. Now I got to start back from day one again, instead of day 300 or 500 or whatever it would have been, you know?
Right. But you can't do anything about what coulda, shoulda, woulda in the past. It's already gone.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, obviously if you started 20 years ago, you'd been a whole lot better than you are right now.
Right.
But you didn't. So tomorrow's a fresh day.
True.
Okay. So if you start tomorrow, or since you're going to start tomorrow, not if, since right. you're going to start tomorrow, what if I told you had to commit to 5 days a week for the next 10 years and there's no exceptions, you're working out 5 days a week? What would you say?
I could do it. I believe in myself that I could do it.
20 years.
Like if I didn't do it, I'm going to die. Like, yeah, I would definitely do it, which is possibly what would happen.
50 years.
Yeah.
You could commit to 50 years, no questions asked.
Oh, no. I mean, that's a long time, man.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. Okay, so.
Okay, I understand now. I'm sorry.
What if I told you had to commit to the next 52 straight weeks of 5 days a week, no questions asked? Would you 100 be willing to commit?
Yes.
What about 2 years?
I don't know.
Okay, perfect. So there's our number, 2 years. Okay. But what if you don't commit even for 2 weeks?
Then I don't know what to say.
What if you just committed to doing it tomorrow?
I see what you're saying.
Because then you can't get overwhelmed. All you're doing is doing it tomorrow.
Tomorrow. And then the next day will be just do it tomorrow.
Just do it tomorrow.
Like that.
Okay. So that's what I've done with my morning routine. I started it January 1. If you look at all statistics, most New Year's resolutions, AKA New Year's confessions, you know, I confess I got to lose weight. I confess I got to go to the gym. I got to confess I got to whatever. Okay. New Year's resolutions, AKA confessions. If you look at most studies, when do you think New Year's resolutions bite the bullet? When do you think?
I think like probably week 3 in January, probably. Yep. Or before then.
January 19th.
January 19th. Yeah.
Okay. So we can't even get to Valentine's Day because we're thinking I'm going to do this every single day for the rest of my life. But if you just commit to tomorrow only, like if you ask me, today's Wednesday. If you ask me if I'm going to do my morning routine on Friday, I'll 100% tell you, no, I'm not. But I'll do it tomorrow.
That makes sense, man. A lot of sense. Just one day at a time mentality.
What else do you have?
Nothing's promised. You're right.
So maybe, and if you want a suggestion, if you've gone from not really being a workout in a routine, going from 0 to 5 days a week, no questions asked, might be too much, because if you get too sore where you can't get out of bed the next day, you're not going to want to go. So if you're open to suggestions, you might consider, let's just go 2 days the rest of this week. Like maybe go tomorrow and go give your body a day to rest, and maybe go Saturday morning. Then take off Sunday. The next week, go 3 days. Like go Monday, Wednesday, Friday for a couple of weeks to kind of get into a rhythm.
Right.
Then maybe after you go to a couple of weeks of Monday, Wednesday, Friday, maybe you go Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday for a couple of weeks. That way you're building up that habit of, you know, I get up and I go to the gym first thing. And then after a couple of weeks of that, we're only talking maybe into September, maybe. Then it's like, okay, now I'm going to experiment. Now I'm going to go back up to 5. But instead of going from 0 to 60 in a second and a half, you can go to 0 to 60 over the long haul. But then you get your body acclimated to going to the gym tomorrow, not 6 weeks from now.
Yeah, absolutely. That makes sense. To slowly add instead of jumping in.
You can do whatever you want. It's just if you go so hard at the gym that you can't even get your shirt on the next day because your shoulders are shot because you don't ever stretch, you're not going to get up and go because you're like, I can't go to the gym. I can't even get my shirt on because my shoulders are so sore. But if you just ease into it, like right now, I go Monday afternoon, Wednesday afternoon, Friday afternoon, Saturday morning. That's it. And I've been doing that since May of 22. Three or four times a week. But I'm 100%, like I'm 100% not committed to going to the gym tomorrow. I'm going to go on Friday at 4:15.
But what time are you going tomorrow?
6.
So that means you have to get up at what time?
Probably like 5:45, 5:30-ish.
How far away is the gym?
About 10, 15 minutes probably.
Yeah, not very far.
Not very far at all.
Okay, well, you can't get there at 6 if you get up at 5:45.
That's true. So 5:30.
Unless you're going to get up and literally go up in your boxers to the gym.
No, you're right.
You need to get up at 5:35.
Yeah, at the latest.
Be out the door by 5:45. Right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay. So what you might want to consider doing is pick out your workout clothes, and set them out as soon as you wake up tomorrow. And get up. You do whatever you do in the bathroom, brush your teeth, use the restroom, whatever. Get up, get dressed, and go to the gym. Don't check your phone. Don't do nothing. Go to the gym. Because no one's calling you at 6 a.m.
Nah.
And if they are, they can wait till 7.
Absolutely.
Okay. So how are you going to text Tony? Is Tony going with you? Let me ask a different question. What's it going to cost you if you don't go?
Man, I don't know. My health?
Yeah. I mean, over the long term, yeah. But like, what's a charity or a cause that you are just completely opposed to? Like you don't care if they rot. You could care less.
I don't know. I don't know many charities.
You like Joe Biden?
No, not really. I didn't vote.
Okay. Do you like abortion?
No, I don't. Planned Parenthood.
Perfect. Okay. Parenthood, so yeah. What may help is we're only committed to doing this tomorrow.
Yeah.
Only tomorrow. So if you don't go tomorrow, you need to put some skin in the game. You got to donate to Planned Parenthood.
I will.
Or you could just go to the gym and save your money.
Yeah, I'll save my money for sure.
Well, that's to be determined. We'll see. Because, you know, y'all look about the same size, but I'm sure your friend here could kind of strong arm you to get that $50 out of you if you absolutely had to.
Oh, don't insult me. We're not the same.
Oh, man.
So, but what that's going to do is every time you say that you're going to go to the gym and you go to the gym, that self-confidence that was a little low is going to start ticking up. And you're going to be known as a person, not that does not keep their word. You're going to be known as a person that keeps their word. And wouldn't you agree that's better?
100%.
Okay. So then what other area in your life don't you keep your word on?
I think that's it.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah, I think that's it because I believe that's it.
Awesome. Well, I mean, it. There's no right or wrong answers. This isn't, you know, you're on the witness stand.
Yeah. But
if something comes up in a week or a few days where you're like, oh, there's another one of those patterns where I say I'm going to do something and I don't do it for whatever reason, then you'd be, oh, okay. Maybe it comes down to maybe you have FOMO and you just can't say no to anyone.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Like,
definitely go ahead, Tony.
Does it make sense or you disagree?
No, I'm agreeing. No, it makes sense 100%.
So let me tell you a story. So I play golf, okay? And a guy that we used to play with, he moved away. He would not show up on time. Even if we had a tee time, we would have to tell him, like our tee time was say 8 o'clock in the morning. We'd have to tell him we teed off at 8:30 because he was not showing up at 8. And he'd show up at about 8:15, 8:20. And he'd say, I'm sorry, I'm late. It's like, no, we lied to you because we know you wouldn't be here. So we don't tee off another 10 minutes.
Yeah, I don't want to be that guy.
Right, but you're being that guy by not keeping your word.
Yeah, you're right. Absolutely.
So, I think we're there.
Yeah.
I've heard it said, I don't remember who said it. What we're talking about here is integrity. Like, let your yes be a yes and let your no be a no. And when you're truly in alignment in integrity, it's when your thoughts match your actions. That's when you're in integrity.
What is that saying? Actions allow.
actions speak louder than words.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to butcher this quotation, but it's basically, your action speaks aloud. I can't hear what you're saying.
How do you help somebody with mental weakness, though?
Define mental weakness.
Well, I mean, if you say you're going to do something, you don't do it, I would consider that mentally weak. Like if you're always saying, I'm going to do this, you're always, you know, broadcasting something, but you don't back it up. To me, that's mentally weak. Like my whole thing is like, if I say I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Like that's just a word is bond. Like that's everything. Like at a certain point in your life, if you don't keep your word, like you're like the boy who cried wolf. Like who's going to listen to you?
Ding, ding, ding. We have a winner, folks.
Because like one time I asked him, I said, would you have yourself as your own coach? And he's like, no. Like if you can't keep your own word to yourself, it's like, why would anybody still have faith in you? Like at a certain point, you're just going to look like a fool. And we're not here very long. So it's like, why not try to do the best with this opportunity? I mean, I saw something recently. It was talking about how like the probability of being a human is so insane. And like every person that's here is a winner. Essentially, you won the lottery of life.
Yep.
And to not do anything but squander it, all those people that were in that same moment that you came out of your dad, and what could they have been? And then you had the opportunity and you sit around and do nothing with it. It's just kind of disservice to all those people that will never exist and your ancestors that got you to where we're at right now.
Yeah. Well said. But that starts with keeping your word.
Yeah.
Because whenever you, like, if you don't value your time or someone else's time, or you value your own time more than you value someone else's time, you're always going to be running late because your time is more important than their time. Right?
Right.
But whenever you start becoming a person who keeps the promises they make to themselves, then this is a non-issue. Because like when I tell somebody I'm going to be there at 8 o'clock, unless I get in a wreck on the way and I'm unconscious, I'm going to be there about, I mean, between 7:57 and 7:59 or eight, right at 8 o'clock. But to me, 8 o'clock don't mean 8:20. If I was going to say 8:20, I'm going to be there at 8:20.
8:20. Yeah.
You know, but some people are okay living a mediocre life.
A shame.
So, boys, this was fun.
Appreciate it, brother. Thank you.
Tomorrow.
5:35.
Okay, or even 5:30. Whatever you got to do. And here's another tip too. You use your phone as your alarm.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, move it across the room. Because then you have to get up to turn off the alarm. If you just reach over and hit the snooze button, there's no chance you're going to get up.
Yeah, I saw a guy say that recently, his name is Bedros Koulian, and he said, like, as soon as you hit the snooze button, you've already taken it out for the day.
Right. Okay, so let's talk about the snooze button real quick. Okay, that brings up an interesting point. So most people, like, Raul, you a snooze button person?
Yeah.
Okay, so why do you hit the snooze button?
Usually I set my alarm earlier than I have to actually get up. So I know internally that I have like maybe 10 more minutes, 15 more minutes.
Okay, so you think that extra 10 minutes of sleep is going to make a banger day versus a just trash day? That extra 10 minutes?
No, I've never thought about it like that. No, but I see what you're saying. No, it's just 10 minutes. It's not going to make it better or worse.
Okay. And would you say the root cause of hitting the snooze button is you really just don't want to get out of bed in the morning? Like you'd rather just lay there? That's what you're saying?
No, not really. Cause I don't mind going to work and stuff like that.
Oh, I'm not saying you don't want to go to work. It's just whenever you set the alarm, you just don't want to get up out of bed at that exact time.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you think about it, the snooze button, let's say deep down the root cause is, I just want to lay in bed for another 10 minutes. I just want to get up when I said, okay. But all the snooze button does is allow you to wake up and get up more than once.
Yep, because it wakes your ass up.
Right. If you hit the snooze button one time or two times or six times, you're saying, I don't like to get up in the morning and I'm going to get up six times.
They're just getting up once.
Yeah, makes sense. Getting
up once. And that also goes back to keeping your word to yourself, because you don't determine when the alarm's going to go off when the alarm goes off. You determine that the night before when you set the alarm.
That is true.
And I've learned not to negotiate with myself.
Well, I hopefully you take what he's saying and put it into action.
I am.
Awesome.
100%.
Yeah, because of all the organizations in the whole world, Planned Parenthood is definitely on my hit list, where I really don't want you to have to give $50 to them.
Yeah, me neither. Fuck them. Oh, sorry. Sorry.
So, tomorrow, 5:30, 5:35, whatever you determine, get your rear end up and get it to the gym.
Yes, sir.
Tomorrow. Only. You're only committed to doing it for one day. But then whenever the next day comes, if you wake up and you're determined you're going to go 5 days, you're going to go Friday too. Absolutely. One day at a time. Awesome.
Start okay. Stacking wins, man.
Yeah.
Yep. Because it's a death by 1,000 cuts. Because then you're going to look back 6 weeks from now, 2 months from now, Christmas, and you'd be like, yeah, July 27th was the day my whole life turned around.
It's like, how many people can you inspire if you actually make a complete change?
A lot.
You know?
Yeah, because then you have an experience and not an opinion.
True. It's been through it.
Been there, done that, got the t-shirt.
Oh, man. When's this episode coming out?
I think like maybe 7 weeks or so.
Oh, okay. Keep them in the can.
So, fellas, this was fun.
Thank you so much for having us on.
Appreciate awesome. It, man.
Keep me in the loop. Let me know.
Yes, sir.
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye. Bye. Bye.
David has been a coach basically his entire life. He was made to coach people. He loves seeing people transform their lives through coaching. It's been said that it takes a coach to get you to a place inside yourself that you can't get to by yourself. It's also been said that you're only one conversation away from a completely changed life, and that nothing ever happens outside of a conversation. If you'd like to have a conversation with David about where you currently are in life and where you want to go, reach out to him at davidcreel.com.